We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Gary, Notre Dame at number 6. Their resume is complete, so there's no projecting about whether they might win or lose a game. Their season is over. Yet that resume changes without Brian Kelly now that he's moved on to LSU. It's in the selection committee protocol. You can evaluate that. How do you anticipate that being evaluated in the final ranking process?
You make a good point, Reese, that committee obviously was aware of all the coaching changes while we were going through the rankings. This week, it didn't apply because the games had occurred, and we evaluated based on those games. Once the championship games wrap up, to your point, our protocol does include the ability for the committee to consider a player or a coach not being available, and should that have an effect on the outcome of a game, that can be considered. At this point, we'll have to wait and see how that factors in, but it is one of the criteria that's now added to strength of schedule, to head-on-head competition and winning championships, etc.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. That's the College Football Playoff chairman, Gary Barta, talking on ESPN. And David, disgusted by that idea.
Can't stand that.
And we are delighted to welcome in Tim Brando. He, of course, with Fox Sports, and joins us on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mully and Haw. It's great to be with both of you.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, it's you have the final word on all this stuff, and we're sitting here in Chicago and we're looking at I'd heard all sorts of rumors that Brian Kelly wanted to go to the NFL and was sniffing around NFL jobs. And I said to David today, I said he wanted to be, you know, coaching professional football, and now he is. What does this mean when we see a Lincoln Riley leave Oklahoma for USC, when we see Brian Kelly, and that one's worse because they're on the verge, they could potentially be in the Final Four, not according to Gary Barta, but that tells your team something.
Well, Gary Barta is the same man that told you not to believe your lying eyes. Michigan State, didn't need to be above Michigan because, well, every metric tells you they're not as good. So aside from the game, why should you care about the game?
Thank you.
These clowns will come up whatever they want to come up with at any given time.
Yeah.
Last night was nothing more than setup night because they're trying to navigate their corrupt, flawed system to make absolutely certain they get the right teams for them financially in. Remember, the pure playoff privilege now are in trouble because Clemson's gone, Ohio State's gone. They want to do everything in their power to make sure Alabama stays in, even if Alabama loses to Georgia in a close competitive game, which it could very well be. So what do? You make sure Alabama is not 4. They got to be 3. Cincinnati ought to be 2, can't be. Why? Because you want to make it easier to jump Oklahoma State, provided they win the Big 12 championship, into the College Football Playoff over Cincinnati, because Cincinnati's a have-not, and that's going to kill them. They don't want to have, they don't want to share their money with anybody outside the Power Five. So you got all of that working as well. And Notre Dame can forget about it anyway. They don't get the 13th data point. They'll be able to hide behind that. Okay, so and Jack Swarbrick knows this. He wasn't surprised that Brian Kelly was leaving, not for that kind of money. And, by the way, Brian Kelly is at a stage of his life at 60 where he understands, listen, I'm looking at 60 years of age and I'm 5 years past that. You do begin to see the finish line. Okay. I know I'm better at my job now than I've ever been, but I also know this is probably the last job I'm going to have. So if I see a chance to bolster my career to the best of my ability between now and hitting that finish line, I'm going to take it. So when you're going to be offered the kind of money that Lincoln Riley got at 38, or you're going to get the kind of money that Brian Kelly's going to get at 60 with a chance to win a national title, he maxed out at Notre Dame. Fans of the Irish need to understand this. The academic requirements there are legitimate, and you can't get the players there that you can get at LSU. LSU's won three national titles in 18 years with three different coaches, and you could argue that two of those three coaches were average. All right, I mean, Saban's on Mount Rushmore, but, you know, with all due respect to my friend, Go Tigers, Ed Orgeron, he's not. Neither was Les Miles. But they won national titles. Why? Because you get a caliber of player in there that you cannot get into Notre Dame. So that's why he did what he did. But as for this farce known as the college football playoff, that garbage, the gobbledygook coming out of Barta's mouth every week is an embarrassment. And I don't know how those poor guys on ESPN get through it without just either, you know, they must, you gotta, I don't know what they're taking after the show. I know I would have to, I'd have to take something. I don't know what, but it would take me a while to get through it.
Thank you, Tim.
You know, God well bless put. Reese Davis.
Yes.
Reese Davis deserves the Purple Heart having to do that garbage every week because it's nothing but lies and propaganda and this FBI crap. This Alabama still has a 59% chance of making it into the playoff. Are you kidding me? They just played an average Auburn team, had to go 97 yards to win. Bryce Young's going to win the Heisman. This is all about pure playoff privilege. The FBI needs to be renamed the BNI, Brand Name Index, okay? Because that's just metric garbage to get the right teams that they want in.
Well put. Well put, especially the absurdity of the college football committee trying to penalize kids for the greed and ambition of their head coaches, and in this case, Brian Kelly. But, Tim, let's talk about the LSU situation. I agree with you 100% why Brian Kelly looked at this as easier access to a national title. You look at the history, mm-hmm. and you look at the admissions in both, you know, comparable institutions.
Right.
There's no comparison with what you can do in terms of talent and your roster. But let me ask you this. You hear this yesterday. Well, the culture down in Louisiana, Brian Kelly's out of his element down there because there's a culture to Louisiana. You live there. You know college football as well as anybody. Is that valid? Or what did you think when you heard that?
No. This whole idea. Nick Saban, you know, not only did they, when they hired him out of Michigan State, I mean, his best record was 7-3 out of Michigan State. I mean, he had beaten Michigan, I think, once. He had lost to DiNardo in the Independence Bowl just, I think, a year earlier. So the people on the Bayou were like, who is this guy? Where is he? He went to Kent. He coached with Don James. Who the hell is this guy? Well, the moment he came in and started winning, I'd say he fit with the culture just fine. So this whole idea that, you know, Brian Kelly's not Go Tigers, he's not Ed Orgeron, well, that's garbage. That's crazy. Brian Kelly, you put him in front of a microphone, he can turn on the charm with the best of them. And charm in Baton Rouge doesn't mean nearly as much as wins, okay? Winning football, and you can be the nicest guy on the planet. They'll run your ass out on a rail if you're not winning football. So he'll fit in the culture just fine. Brian's a, you know, he's a sharp cookie. This is a guy that took Cincinnati to an undefeated season with six different quarterbacks in 2009. He's a hell of a coach. I mean, he maximized at Notre Dame. I know there are a lot of fans with the Irish that are upset with him today, and I understand that. I do. I get it. College football's whole axis is bat blank crazy, okay? Bat blank crazy. You've got NIL. You've got realignment. You have all that going on in post-COVID. All right, people are being fired over having bad seasons at places like Louisiana Tech. Lou Holtz's son, Skip, took Louisiana Tech to seven straight bowl games. He went 3-9 this year. They ran him out. Ran him out. Huh? Are you kidding me? I mean, that's what's going on because everybody wants theirs, and they want it now. And the reason they want it now is because, basically, it's about the wild, wild west out there. We have no regulations on NIL. It's all being done differently by the states. I guarantee you, out in California, that's one of the reasons why Lincoln Riley's he's bolting from Oklahoma, because not only can he get an airplane for his family anytime, he can get his home sold for $500,000 more than the asking price. The boosters are taking over. It's not the universities can all hide behind the fact that, well, this is all privately funded because we got, you know, even at smaller schools, they got two or three gazillionaires that are going to take care of these guys. All right. And so somebody says, well, they're state employees. No, they're not. They're being paid for by private boosters because they can. The NCAA has said, well, we're decentralizing. You know, we don't want any part of this. Mark Emmert doesn't want to govern. And the best infractions committee that they have is the staff at Yahoo. Okay, call 40 Famel and Wetzel. I mean, that's basically your enforcement committee now for college athletics. I mean, the NCAA has said we're abstaining. We're out of here. Forget us. We're not going to do this. I mean, the sport has gone bat blank crazy. But all that being said, it's still wonderful and it's still great to follow. It's still my passion. And God only knows the soap opera that we're going to see next week and going into next year.
So what happens at places like Oklahoma and Notre Dame? Oklahoma will do the same thing that they got to do with the alums and everything. But what happens at Notre Dame? Who do they go after? Who do they bring in? Do they promote the defensive coordinator, Marcus Freeman? Is that a good idea?
Yeah. If I'm Swarbrick, and I think Jack is one of the brightest gentlemen in intercollegiate athletics, he's telling his staff to stay on the road, and I get that. If I were him, I would hire Freeman right now, because if he doesn't hire Freeman, Brian's going to get him and pay him probably upwards of $3 million, which would be the most any coordinator gets, to be in charge of the LSU defense. Orgeron wanted to hire him last year, and Marcus was smart enough to know that the shelf life on Orgeron wasn't great, so he waited and went with Kelly to Notre Dame. LSU wanted him a year ago. Freeman's a rock star in waiting. Now, I know a lot of fans of the Irish are like, oh, he's never been a head coach. Well, you know what? Bob Stoops wasn't a head coach before he went to Oklahoma. He won a national title in 2 years. I mean, there are several examples I could cite of guys that were never head coaches that did pretty well for themselves once they became head coaches. If you wait, okay, on Fickell, who I think would be the next in line, what if Cincinnati gets into the playoff? The signing date is in mid-December. We're talking he can't take the job, one would think. He's not going to bolt on Cincinnati. I don't believe Luke Fickell is wired that way. Matt Campbell, I think, would be the other choice. If you don't go Freeman, I think you go with Matt Campbell from Iowa State because he's much like Fickell, but he's got availability on his side, and Luke doesn't. That is if Cincinnati can get in. But, see, I think Swarbrick knows – that the committee knows that they're going to do everything in their power to keep Cincinnati out.
Devil's advocate.
Find any reason. You're hearing it last night, right? Galloway's talking about it. Well, you know, Cincinnati needs style points. Cincinnati's been blowing out people for the last 3 weeks. When they were barely getting by midseason, had some close games like a lot of the other teams that were above them and around them in the playoff. No one said anything about style points. The only teams that have to win with style are the teams that are not inside the pure playoff privilege of the college football playoff, meaning the Power Five conferences. The goalpost always gets moved on the UCFs and the Cincinnati's. That's what happens. Houston is barely in the top 25, guys. Barely in the top 25. Why? Because the committee did not want Cincinnati to be playing teams in the American that were ranked. Okay, I'm looking up, and Texas A&M's got 4 losses, just lost to LSU on Orgeron's last game. They've got 4 L's, and they're still in the top 25. Why? Because they want to make sure Alabama's got another data point that they beat a ranked team. Garbage. Wow. Total garbage. All you need to look is at the standings past 15 and see the teams that they shoehorn in so they can say the strength of schedule is better for one team and sucks for the other. That's what they're doing to Cincinnati. It's propaganda. Bill Hancock is shoveling out this crap and people in the media are believing it week after week after week, and it's an absolute crock.
Wow, Tim, wow. You are on fire.
You are on
that
fire,
is
yeah.
Awesome.
I like what you say about Marcus Freeman. I think he's a bright young coach, and he might be a rock star. But let me play devil's advocate here. For every Bob Stoops, there's a Bob Davey, a guy who wasn't ready because of the lack of experience. And you look at Luke Fickell. I like that he wants to wait. I like that he wants to coach Cincinnati, even though he might not have a shot, Tim. I think that it says something about his character. Matt Campbell would be a home run hire at Notre Dame. I like the experience in a place where you clearly are going to need it.
Yeah, no, I get that, and Notre Dame is special, no doubt about that. But I'm talking about the here and now, okay? You got a very important game to play,
right?
Okay? Those kids, those kids need to know who their leader is. And Marcus Freeman has all of the requisite tools to be their leader at a most important time. I mean, look, is there a chance that – I don't think they're going to get in. I mean, I really don't. But – any chance they can get them in, they will, because Notre Dame is the pure playoff privilege. I mean, they are. So if Baylor can do the unthinkable and beat Oklahoma State, and they're going to have to do it with a backup quarterback, who, by the way, is from my hometown, quarterback at Evangel Christian Academy, Blake Shapen. He's going to have to go as the starting quarterback again, more than likely, in the game. If Baylor can knock off Oklahoma State, all right, and then you see Houston beat Cincinnati, then I'm, you know, look, there's a shot. I don't think Cincinnati's going to lose at home. But if those two things happen, okay, Notre Dame can be in there. So what are you going to do? I think – I don't know that you could go to Freeman and say, hey, be our interim, and then not give him the job. I don't think that's a very good look, fellas. I mean, I really don't. And if he happens to be your coach for – you know, a 3-year period, 4-year period, is that so bad? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I think in the interest of the here and now for Notre Dame, and that's decisions now are being made, guys, for the here and now. You know, you're rebuilding year after year after year, rosters through the transfer portal. It's like hearing these coaches say, Jimbo Fisher lying through his teeth, well, you know, I got all these, I got the number one team coming in. I'd have to be crazy to go down to LSU. Huh? These coaches who have these great recruiting classes, did you see what Lincoln Riley just did with the top quarterback in California?
Yeah.
He was coming to Oklahoma.
Flipped him.
Now he's going to L.A. Two words, transfer portal. They can take whoever they want, whenever they want. And yeah, stop talking to me, fellas. I have relationships with these coaches, and most of them are well-meaning, good guys. I mean, they are. But you can't look at me in the face now and talk to me about, you know, loyalty and leadership principles and let's just call it what it is, all right? If I were your student-athlete one more time, I think I might regurgitate, okay? These guys are players, and these players are mobile, okay, upwardly mobile. And they'll go wherever their 7-on-7 gurus are telling them to go. And if it doesn't work out, they'll go someplace else. See Spencer Rattler for details.
Hey, Tim, thank you. That is great stuff.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Love your passion.
You got it, fellas. Talk soon. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you, buddy. Right back at you. That is Tim Brando. Wow. He is on fire. That is so much fun to hear. Just great stuff. I love what he was saying.
And not an ounce of untruth in there.
No,
I mean, this guy's telling the truth.
Not cynicism in any way. That is absolutely
what I like
true.
About it and respect about it is that Tim Brando was in the college football community. He broadcasts games. He's going to be there for Michigan and Iowa, correct? He's doing the game for Fox?
He's not doing the game, but he called their games.
He calls their games, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he does call games, and he's still not afraid to call out people like Gary Barta at the college football committee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.